One of Lismore City Council's most interesting issues is the one surrounding the City Centre Manager. The City Centre Manager is a position that reports to the Lismore Business Promotion Panel, who secures funding from the Special Business Rate Variation Levy. This is an additional levy on businesses in the CBD with its purpose to improve the CBD. In simple terms, the City Centre Manager works for the businesses in the CBD. It makes no sense when the City Centre Manager alienates various business owners who she is supposed to work for and focuses on a select few that she has formulated strong bonds with. Council's decision to provide the contract to a marketing firm also raises some questions. The contract was not tendered for reasons unknown, and a business management specialist was not selected. The position should be filled by someone with a very strong business mind as opposed to someone who specialises in positive spin. It always concerns me the day after an event when the media reports the event as a success when there is no way they could know any quantifiable results by deadline. This seems to be the norm under this City Centre Manager. Everything she touches is reported as a success either that day in social media, the next day in the general media, or in the following days, weeks or months in council reports. This is the case even though many businesses report poor results following many events, but they do not receive any media attention. A very good example of this was the Mother's Day weekend sale. The weekend was reported as a huge success by the City Centre Manager, even though many businesses reported the Saturday sales as a disaster. It is more likely the Saturday was a disaster because the CBD was effectively shut down by CSG protesters on one of the biggest days of the year for CBD businesses. A good City Centre Manager would have been aware of the importance of this day and prevented such a protest on that day. There were various rumours circulating that the protest was initially scheduled for the weekend of Mardi Gras, but it was moved back a week out of fear of no one showing up because all the regulars would be at Mardi Gras. Another major City Centre Manager disaster is the CBD markets on the footpath of Magellan Street. This was an idea that has very little support from CBD businesses. At a recent well-attended business open forum, 95% of businesses did not support such CBD markets. They are considered competition when allowed to operate as they have been operating. As rare as it is to see the City Centre Manager frequenting most shops in Keene Street, it is common to see her helping the markets. The markets are a private organisation that competes with local businesses. They do not contribute to the Special Business Rate Variation Levy that pays for the City Centre Manager and promotion of the CBD, but seem to get considerable support and funding from it. They are also handed a prime location with free access to power in Magellan Street. I would love free power. The idea for the market was to bring more people to the CBD to spend money in existing businesses. It was meant to include local farmers' products such as coffee beans and eggs without any end products such as cups of coffee and cakes. It was never meant to be more competition for those businesses in the CBD. After initially starting and operating later on a Thursday, then operating without approval for a few months, they were then moved to earlier times to take advantage of more people being around. It now seems the CBD was bringing people to the markets, and this was being facilitated by Council and the City Centre Manager. If the square was not enough competition for the CBD, and now the large Canelabar development, we are now importing more competition into the CBD itself. I'm certain the City Centre Manager can put a positive spin on this. Alternatively, she could just ask for those speaking the truth to be banned from council buildings and blocked from accessing all council social media to protect her spin from challenge. This is Big Rob bringing you Big Rob's Rant on 92.9 River FM. I'm still posting on the Big Rob's Facebook page at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz. Or you can follow the Big Rob's Rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you want to post your views.